Have you ever found yourself in a situation of uncertainty, of turmoil, or conflict, or fear, and no matter how much you pray, God hasn't stepped in to change your situation? It's unsettling, isn't it? Because we're left wondering, well, is God ever going to show up? Does God even care? But you see, while sometimes God calms the storm, other times he allows it to rage on so that he can calm your heart instead. Because having victory in the midst of turmoil is a beautiful gift that he wants to give you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone, for the Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now that's a nice theory, I guess, but it becomes so much more than a theory when you realize that the Apostle Paul wrote those words chained to a Roman guard in a dungeon awaiting execution. Now all of a sudden, it becomes a shining light, a beacon, if you will, in your dungeon and mine when we're going through tumultuous times. Joy in the face of suffering is victory. Peace, which passes all understanding in the face of a death sentence, is victory. It's the same peace that Jesus had in the Garden of Gethsemane after he prayed. And it's the very same peace that God wants you to have in the midst of your turmoil and trials. In many cases, we'll never know or understand, at least not in this life, why God lets us suffer and another person is delivered, or why last time he delivered us quickly, whilst this time it seems to be going on and on. When Job asked God those questions from the midst of his suffering, God replied pretty firmly by saying, well, actually, Job, it's none of your business. God is, after all, God. But can I tell you this, that God wants you to have victory in the midst of your turmoil. That's a piece of wisdom that the Holy Spirit will tuck away in your heart and pull out the next time you need it. So that instead of worrying and fretting, you can go to him with thanksgiving in your heart, right in the middle of your turmoil, pour out your heart to him and receive the promise of a peace beyond all understanding, a peace that in natural terms doesn't make sense, a supernatural peace that'll guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. What a gift. And by the gift of the Spirit, it's a gift that's been written on your heart just now. That's God's word, fresh for you today.